When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Instagram at Little Empire Podcasts.
Bonus of the Mind is brought to you by Karma Cola, my favourite type of cola. In fact, just this weekend, I went to get some scrambled eggies, which I love, and a bit of saucy on the side. And you know what I had with it? I had a goddamn Karma Cola. And not because they're giving me money, and not because they do good things for people. They give to charity, and they are a charity. They're a company charity. They're a charity company. Not because of that, because it tastes delicious. So for the love of God, listen to this and then listen to me. Bye. Karma Cola. Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart.
Hello and welcome to Bonus of the Mind. My name is Rose Matafeo, and I'm here with Alice Sneden. You know what I don't think? I think there's enough good meditation podcasts. Have you ever listened to a meditation podcast, like getting a sleepy podcast, where they kind of lull you to sleep?
No.
Well, I've listened to a lot of them, and they're terrifying. One of them is just a guy. Basically, he just talks about nonsense.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out if you're listening, though. You are cool. Like, I do appreciate you and your work you do, and your voice is cool. But he just talks about nonsense for like an hour and a half straight. And people apparently fall asleep to that. But this is a really good in to our topic of today, meditation, sleep relaxation podcast. I was listening to one recently. And
hold on. Have you just nominated that the topic of?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I haven't changed the topic.
Can I just say before you start, what's really interesting was that pre-undoing my pants, I was really feeling the urge to burp.
Yeah.
Post-undoing them, I felt the urge to fart.
It's going downstairs.
Yeah, but well, I mean, it rises.
How is that? No, it does not. It doesn't rise in your body. It doesn't have other.
That is not a true fact because I want fans of the podcast know I love to talk about my surgeries. But I once had a surgery where it's keyhole. So in order to see what's going on in there, they pump you full of gas, right?
Really?
And then post-operatively, one of the symptoms is that you get a lot of gas in your shoulders because it rises if you sit up. So you get sore shoulders. So they have to lie you down and you got to
wait. So hang on. The gas goes. Where does it go on your shoulders?
Because it just rises up like through like, I don't know, there must just be like space in your body.
In
I don't
between
understand.
The skin and the muscle?
Yeah.
And you just like kind of push it out?
Well, if you, so after the surgery.
So farts can come from shoulders?
No, because I think this is like generalized gas in the body. Because I think most of your gas is like generated in your like stomach, right?
Presumably. Gas is crazy.
Gas is crazy. But so post-operatively, they're like, lie down for a bit and they don't let you go until you pass gas because they need to know you can get it out.
A fart tax. Is that
That's
a tax
what they call you? That's what they call you, fucking shab.
Fucking chat.
Fucking chat.
Rose fucking chat, Metabio.
You're a sniper.
I'm a sniper. I am the sniper. I just hone in and I just get straight to what everyone's thinking.
Everyone's just.
So I listen to relaxation sleep podcasts because I can't sleep when I'm.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm overseas and quite lonely and depressed. But
that's on topic of today's biggest fears. Carry on.
But no, it is on topic because I was listening to one and I couldn't listen to them again because I was terrified of the idea that this person on this app for meditation and relaxation was lulling me into a false sense of security to the point where they were going to go, okay, and breathe deeply and you're just lulling yourself.
Ah!
Like, I was so scared that they were going to scream.
That they were going to jump out and kill you.
Or that the voice was going to start describing my surroundings. Mm-hmm. And then saying that they were a person was coming down my hallway to kill me.
Oh, that's so scary.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah, but also you've seen too many movies.
I haven't. No, I am. I have. I'm a bit of a...
You're a cinephile.
I'm a cinephile. I'm very much. Ashamed to say I am a cinephile. Yeah. I do own 1,000 movies you should see before you die on a book form.
Bras are oppressive. Eh?
They are. Yeah. Are you gonna unhook your bra?
No, I was thinking about it. I didn't feel comfortable.
No, I'll go to the supermarket. You don't have to go to the supermarket. You're gonna unhook your bra.
I was never going to go to the supermarket. But I support you in going there, getting me a little paddle pop.
Well, I have to get like a big box of them.
That's all right.
Okay, that's all right.
I give you my card. No. Go crazy.
I got my credit card.
No, please take mine. Get the cash out.
Okay. So this plays into what we want to discuss today, which is our biggest fears.
Yeah.
We want to talk about our biggest fears, which is something I actually often don't talk about. I don't think I've actually articulated my biggest fears, and so I'm looking forward to hearing of yours and mine and immortalizing them on this podcast that will be sent into space one day to commemorate the good work that we've done here.
And listen to other people who can hold it against us forever. That's actually one of my biggest fears, is not being liked. But I mean, I know that's more abstract, but whilst I thrive off criticism, mm-hmm. when I know it's true, it's like the most horrible thing to hear.
I just thought that your fear would be that someone's going to listen to this podcast, hear about our deepest fears, and then start manufacturing a sore type hellscape set of challenges for us that are based on our biggest fears.
So it's clear that one of your biggest fears is that you will one day either be murdered or you'll be in sore.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's interesting that you say that, because mine is kind of the counteractor to that. Mm-hmm. And one of my biggest fears is that I'll murder someone.
I feared this as well.
You can't just leave me.
I'm not minimizing your grief. I'm not minimizing your grief. I'm not minimizing it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm maximizing it because I'm sitting with you and I'm.
Should I talk about when this first happened?
Please do.
Okay. I'm worried I've mentioned it on the podcast already, but maybe I haven't.
That's one of your biggest fears that you mentioned. Yeah. Repetition is one of your biggest fears.
Repetition is one of my biggest fears. No. So one time I got stoned.
Yeah.
And, as some sort of either I was already suffering from anxiety and this was like the weed just like heightened something I was already feeling that existed inside of me, which I truly believe because I don't think weed in and of itself causes extreme paranoia. Mm-hmm. But I got high. I got extremely
Buddy. Yeah.
420.
Naughty boy.
I'm the naughty boy of the podcast.
You definitely are the naughty boy. Yeah.
So I'm high and I'm hanging out with two of my closest friends. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God damn it. Where did it come out?
It was out my mouth. Oh, I don't know what's going on inside of my body.
You are quite gassy.
I am quite gassy. I don't know why.
You're gaseous clay.
I'm gassy.
Oh, that's actually inappropriate.
I will forever be known as that. No, it's not inappropriate. R.I.P. lived a good life. He's fine.
Yeah, it's good.
He's fine. So I'm high and I'm with two of my closest friends and we're watching the movie Bridesmaids. Shout out to Bridesmaids.
Shout out to the cast and crew of Bridesmaids. Please get in touch. We're very much interested in working with you.
Having a good time. And then all of a sudden, I got this like overwhelming sensation that these two people were about to kill me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy shit, this is similar to what you're concerned about.
The people, the cast of the movie?
No, the two friends I was watching it with. Cool. And I think it's similar to what you're concerned about. I was like, in my mind, I started thinking, are they lulling me into some sort of like false sense of safety?
Yeah.
So then I look over to the corner of the room.
Yeah.
And because I just moved into the house, I was hanging pictures and stuff on the wall. So in the corner of the room, in the living room, is a hammer.
Yeah.
And now in my mind, I start thinking, oh, fuck, they're about to kill me. So I'm like, well, I have to defend myself. Got to make my way over to the corner of the room and get the hammer.
Yeah.
And then I'll kill them to save myself. Only if it comes to it. Mm. I'm not going to kill them off the bat, only in self-defense.
So how did you get out of that situation?
Well, it was at that point when I'm thinking about getting the hammer to save myself that another little voice in my head was like, hold up, this doesn't feel right.
The vibes, man, in your brain.
Yeah.
The vibes of this are unchill.
Yeah, I was like, this is not chill. So I was like, you need to excuse yourself from this situation. So that's just what I did. I was like, time for bed.
I had a very similar.
Finished my story.
Oh, sorry. Okay, go.
So I get up. I go to bed.
Yeah.
I go to my bedroom.
Don't tell me you
bedroom,
actually killed someone. This is better not be the punchline of this.
Would that be uncomfortable? Sorry.
It would probably make me uncomfortable.
Okay, well, I don't kill someone in this.
Cool.
I go to bed, mm-hmm. shut the door. The door doesn't lock. I don't have a lock on my bedroom door. So I just get the only things I could in my room, a chair, mm-hmm. a pillow, bedside table, and I barricade the door mm-hmm. shut. And then I'm like, do the most wholesome thing I can think of. So I open my computer and I watch the pilot of Full House. Mm-hmm. And then I fell asleep.
That's awesome.
But ever since that moment, what I think happened in that moment was it triggered something in my brain where I'm like, oh, we're all capable of killing. And then I became concerned about obsessed with the idea mm-hmm. that I could kill someone. Like that was, I was physically mm-hmm. and mentally capable of it. And then I was like, how do I know I'm not just going to do it in my sleep? That was the thing that I had insomnia for a while because I was like, how do you trust yourself?
Oh, so, okay. So I could speak to that. Okay, so I can speak to a lot of those things and what you just said. I think smoking weed is a very, and I think I'm a similar personality type to you, in that having a sense of control over things is very important for us. Mm-hmm. And then taking drugs that kind of take away that sense of control, even a little bit in anxious times, mm-hmm. makes you, taps into something that I think, as we've talked about before, is I think quite... maybe natural to woman is to think of the worst case scenario and to imagine the worst thing that's happening. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes power away from that idea and sometimes it gives it power. And when you're high, it gives that lack of control gives those thoughts that power.
Yeah.
And so you are terrified of what you could do, but you know you're not going to do it. This speaks to one of my other experiences of being high. Yeah, bro.
yeah.
This is when I was living in a flat. Funnily enough, I just moved into a flat with Tim Batt, who's our producer, Little Empire. We got stoned and we were all sitting around watching movies. And I also think there's another theory that movies are bad to watch sometimes when you're high because they tap into something where you're watching something that is existing with like outside, like a little reality outside of your reality at the moment. Yeah. So it gives you this weird kind of touchstone that's weird.
Although speaking to that, one time I watched South Park with the sound off, but I played really heavy rap music and it looked like the characters were rapping. And that was fucking dope.
That's cool. Well, I watched this, I just moved into this flat and we were watching American Wedding.
Yeah.
And I was watching it and I was thinking to myself as I was watching it, I was like, I'm making up this movie in my head right now and it's happening and I have to tell them. And it's so embarrassing because I've just moved in here and I don't want to tell them that I'm making up this movie in my head right now. That I'm like, everything that Chris Klein is doing on screen at the moment is because I'm thinking it in my head and it's happening on screen. I've never been so sure that I was literally creating a movie on a screen.
That's very funny.
And I think, and I can't smoke. I don't think I can smoke weed anymore.
The thing is, I enjoyed it so much when I was younger. Like that reminded me of a time where I did. I was smoking. Like we used to smoke a lot of water buckies, like self-made water buckies.
Yeah,
when
we were teenagers. So fun. Good. Yeah.
You just get like an icy bucket of water. And chop the bottom off like a Coke bottle. Chuck
it was
a little
very scientific,
thing
to be honest.
Yeah, it was great. And I remember so clearly like sitting around an outdoor table with my friends in high school and smoking a water bucket and then just like speaking in what I thought was like the tightest German accent for the rest of the night. I was like, fuck, that was good. That was so good. And I was like destroying the room.
That's great.
With this German accent. But going back to my thing about like you saying like you can relate to the idea of like worrying about the fact that you'll kill someone, but you know that you're not. That incident genuinely destabilized the like bit in me that's like, but I won't do that. And that took me so long to get back.
Right.
But the way I got it back was actually from listening to another podcast. Mm-hmm. I had been in therapy about it.
How dare you listen to another podcast?
I know, I'm sorry. I'm loose like that.
Wow. Yeah.
But I listened to it and it was about this, like, there's a word for it. It's called, like, spontaneous something thoughts. Mm-hmm. I can't remember it. Anyway, and it spoke about this guy who'd had a similar thing about how something had just like triggered in his brain, and then all of a sudden he was having all of these nasty thoughts, and it manifested in this anxiety that he was going to do something.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I forget what it's called.
Invisibilia.
Yeah, that's the podcast. It's a great podcast. I mean, I don't know what the name of the thing is that it's called. Anyway,
please bleep out that mention of another podcast, please.
Yeah.
No podcast outside Little Empire Podcast Network are going to be mentioned or shouted out in this fucking podcast, and that is the last time I'll say it. Are you burping or are you thinking?
No, I was thinking.
Okay.
Now, every time I take a break, you're going to think that I'm burping and not, but I'm actually also quite thoughtful.
Can I speak to what you were saying about sleeping? Doing stuff in your sleep?
Yeah, okay. You speak to that and then I'm going to speak to something that you say.
Okay. I'm going to speak to that, and that when I was younger, I genuinely had fears that I was going to get a knife in my sleep and stab all my family to death.
Yes, I know exactly. I know.
I sleepwalked a lot. To the point where I once sleepwalked out of the house, and my dad was like, "Hey, where are you going?" And I was like, "Oh," and walked back in. but I once had a dream, a very vivid dream, and I'd never forget it. Where it was the scariest dream. I was really young, and I remember I would always be sitting in my room. My dad came home from work, and I looked in the hallway. My dad had come home from work, but he was wearing like a red shirt that I'd never seen him wear before, and he was like, "Hi, honey," and I was like, "Hi," and he went to the kitchen, and then my dad came through the hallway and walked through to the kitchen wearing his normal black shirt that he wore to work. And so basically the first dad was a manifestation of what I thought was the devil, and I went and took a knife and killed him in my dream.
No shit.
And I was unsure whether or not I killed my real dad or the devil.
That is terrifying.
Isn't that most terrifying dream?
That is the most terrifying thing.
Shit, I think if I can,
No, you didn't. If I can speak to that.
Yeah.
One time I had a dream, right, where I just got this sick bicycle.
Of course.
And my training wheels were off. Like, I'd mastered it, right?
Yeah.
And then I had this thing happen where I was riding up and down my driveway and around it. At this point, it had like turns in it. Mm-hmm. And I was like no handsing it so confidently. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, I was I didn't know if that had actually happened the day before or if I dreamt it. Mm-hmm. And then there was nobody around to confirm whether or not it had happened. And then I was like too afraid to try it in case it actually hadn't happened in real life. So I never no hands rode a bicycle again.
Honestly, that's it.
And so I think that's a tragedy. Similar thing about like knowing, how do you know what is your reality and what isn't your reality?
I also dreamt that the devil survived and he flew away in a hot air balloon.
I think I dreamt I once ran over my dad with a car. Is that a similar thing? But I was like, woke up and I was crying. So I was like, that's a good sign.
Oh yeah. I woke up from these dreams quite like weeping and stuff.
What are other weird dreams I've had?
I have, okay. So my big fears. So we've touched on, so what have we got so far? We've got biggest fears is, killing someone. I'd say being killed.
That's also a huge one, but I've more specifically being killed with like an axe or a knife.
Axe or a knife, yes.
I mean, because I think I could be killed by a gun. Like, that's terrifying, but to me, like, more terrifying is the idea of having, and I please bleep this out, having my throat slit.
Oh my God.
I know.
Do you feel like watching things like Game of Thrones, please bleep that out, stuff like that.
There is no media outside this podcast.
I can't say stuff like that because that's the only thing I said. Game of Thrones. I stopped watching Game of Thrones because my mum always said to me when I was younger, like with scary stuff, and like I was quite scared of scary movies and stuff because I have a very, very vivid imagination in terms of that stuff. Not really in helpful creative ways, but mostly in vivid imagination and worst case scenarios and biggest fears.
I can confirm that's true.
And my mum would tell me, once when I had a nightmare, I remember she had to come into my bed and you know, she held me and she had to like...
When you said your mum had to come into your bed, and I don't know why this happened, my instinct, I was like, ooh.
Oh,
I was like, that's no, really Alice, weird. That's really weird.
But you didn't stop it from saying it out loud.
I know, because I felt like I had to unburden myself with the fact that I had that.
You burden me with that now.
I do.
So that's nice.
But like, gratefully, I appreciate you taking that off my shoulders.
But she'd get it to me. I do it the same for my kid. I'd hold him and go.
Yeah, big time.
It's fine. You can get to sleep. Mm-hmm. I remember her very specifically just being like, just think of Johnny Depp. To calm me down, just because he was a celebrity crush.
Oh,
I remember that.
Not now.
Not now. Not now, bitch. I feel like that's the tone you were saying that in. But what was I saying? Scary. Oh, it's a vivid imagination. Yes. Oh, and my mum always tell me that, like, once you see that stuff, it just, you can't really delete it from your brain. Like, yeah. It's there. Like,
it's 100%
and it exists.
There. Yeah.
And stuff like Game of Thrones and stuff, I'm like, I honestly just don't need to see that many people kind
That's
of
how
be
I feel about that woman farting on the cake.
Oh, man. Have you seen that, Tim? I just want to, yes or no, not. You've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. You dirty dog.
Dirty dog. You naughty boy. He's the naughty boy of the podcast.
How dare he?
How dare he? That is not your place. That's not your video to watch.
But there is a video of a woman farting on a cake, and it's quite disturbing in my eyes.
Okay. She farts on the cake, and then she lifts herself up off the cake. She alights off the cake. And then she farts again.
Again.
What I'm but it's like wondering. Do you reckon she just had keyhole surgery and a lot of gas in her shoulders?
Yeah, I reckon.
Because she had a lot of gas, man.
I'm sorry that she had keyhole surgery.
Yeah, I know. And I hope, thank you for listening as well and sending in that postcard, Cake Farts Lady. And hope
that was really nice of you.
Your holiday
did not eat the
Italy
cake
was
you'd
beautiful.
Attached to the postcard.
Yeah, it was
didn't feel
strange.
Safe.
But if you are looking for something weird to watch, go look that up. But don't look it up. It's kind of weird.
Once you see, but it isn't that. Oh, it isn't that vein of like once you see it, you can't unsee it.
It's in that vein of like before I watched it, I never could imagine what a woman sitting on a cake and farting would look like, and now I know. You know?
Yeah.
And now I know, and it's in my brain.
Yeah, and
I can just see it.
Yeah, I can see it right now in my brain.
Because I don't see many anuses. Like, I never look at my own anus.
Because I haven't done a lot of
anus terribilis.
Oh, really? You've looked at your own anus?
No, I've tried to, but it's really hard. There's butt cheeks involved.
I've seen my own anus.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you look up there in the mirror?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to, but there's too much. I mean, there's too much.
I think
much
I'm quite familiar with my butthole.
I feel like my butthole is very far up.
It's probably not.
Really?
Yeah,
should I look at it tonight?
I actually think I have a superpower in that I could look at a person and like point to their butt and identify exactly where their butthole is.
We were talking about that. We do. It's like the same with nipples.
Oh, and nipples is such an interesting one. When you look at someone and you're like, there. Yeah. Oh, people can't see what I just did. I put my two hands forward.
It's a fun game. I've been playing it on set lately. You just
that
go
is a
towards
really
someone
fun game.
And you just have to walk towards someone. It's like pin the tail on the donkey with two fingers. All consensual, obviously.
Yeah.
Two index fingers out, and then you just walk towards them and then touch their nipples. And if they go, ooh, you've got it.
Yeah, I was just trying to think if I've seen any other buttholes. I don't think I have.
Up close and personal?
No, not up close and personal. Actually,
I've never seen another
butthole. The only butthole I've ever seen up close and personal was a butthole of a friend, and he had a rash in that area, and I'll protect his name because I'm sure he doesn't want it out there.
Yeah.
But in our living room, he down-trowled himself and like went up on one leg like a dog. And I like looked at his butthole to like assess his rash. And I was only in the retelling of that story recently to another friend where he was like, that's quite an intimate thing to do. That I realized it's quite an intimate thing to do, but it felt purely clinical, like I was a medical professional.
Absolutely. And you'll be a good mother because
I think
we'll get a butthole rash.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah.
Well, you know what's weird? Worms and how all kids just got worms. And there was, like, I had a stand-up joke about it a long time. Like, to what extent do children have worms that they have to put it in chocolate form, medication for it?
I was just about to say that.
I've got some good
killer
bits.
Material.
No,
killer.
My material was basically the joke premise was that it was like a lottery of all of the children's medicines and how they get to be administered to the children. And so, like,
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like vitamin C got like nice chewy lollies and stuff, and then worms got chocolate, and everyone was jealous because they always they wanted their medications to be covered in chocolate. And how did it go to the worm powerful worm medication lobby? You know, but you don't want to associate worms with chocolate. Like, in what world did they decide that that was the best way to administer that drug?
Because they would, I don't know, because they needed it to be tasty.
Sorry, kid, you got worms, but here's some chocolate.
But my favorite thing about worms is when one person in the family gets it, the whole family's got to be treated.
How is that? How
and
is
I
that?
Would, I was always like, yeah.
You know how you test for worms? And it's the most disgusting thing.
Yes, I do.
Okay, then we don't need to talk about it.
It's not.
It's fucked up.
So what
up.
You do is all you I'm go in the middle sellotape. Of the night. Oh, whoa, hold on. We've got two different theories.
You
I'll tell
torch?
You my one.
A torch?
A torch. Yeah. I got a torch in the middle of the night and you're seeing if those little cheeky buggers are poking their heads out your butt.
Yeah. There's a tape. If you put a piece of sellotape on your butthole and you take it off and there's worms attached to that sellotape, you got worms.
No way.
Fuck, that's disgusting, eh?
Have you had worms in your
we're
adult
just a
life?
Fucking, we're just animals, eh?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Neither. You get them from cats, though, apparently.
Yeah.
We are just animals.
I've had ringworm.
I've had ringworm also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you. I feel good about it. I've had, like, quite a lot of things go wrong with me physically.
It's a shame, isn't it?
I feel more and more comfortable with it the older I get.
Is it a fear of yours that more things will happen, or?
Yes.
Hmm.
But you have cognitive behavioral therapy to get over it.
Yeah.
So like after my first back surgery, you get therapy to like recover your
mechanisms of
you're just like learning to trust it and stuff like that.
I've never had.
I mean, actually, after my second, after my first was a lie, I was just like, dope, I'm back in the game.
One of my biggest fears is the idea of getting really sick. That I've been really blessed with a relatively health. Like I've been. Healthy. I've never broken a bone, never had a surgery.
That's crazy.
And never had any health, big health problems.
Yeah.
Apart from mental health, am I right? That was a bit too manic. But yeah, I'm terrified of the idea that the next thing, like statistically, it has to be a huge thing that goes wrong with my body. It's going to be big and it's going to be life changing.
Yeah.
And I genuinely have the fear that I am going to die before I'm 30.
Yeah, I know that you have that fear. Yeah. And you might be right.
What are you looking
at?
I'm
looking up. I recently did a thing. Well, you had to talk about all the injuries you've ever had.
Oh, yeah. Can I ask you, out of all these phobias, top 100 phobias, can I ask you, like, if you're any at all phobic of any of these things? Phobic? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Spiders.
Only daddy long legs.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
They're fucking dope. They're fine. Okay. Fear of snakes. What about snakes? Not a threat to us.
Nah.
Heights?
Only over water.
Really? I'm quite afraid of heights and I'd like to deny it. Fear of open or crowded spaces?
No.
Dogs?
No, but I find it bizarre that they don't like overtake us.
Okay, bold.
Well, they're fucking ruthless animals, right? And all the time I'm like, why aren't you just lunging at me and like biting into my throat, killing me and assuming my resources?
I have a fear of dogs that actually is deeply rooted. I've never trusted dogs too much because my brothers were like, and when we were very young, they said, don't look them in the eye because they can smell fear, which is probably true. Thunder and lightning, are you scared of that?
No.
Gives me chills though because I think of a spooky, scary Halloween sound effects CD. Germs?
Nah.
No, neither. Flying?
Nah.
I'm quite
although
scared of
I don't like turbulence now. The older I get, the more I don't like turbulence.
I am terrified of flight. As soon as I get on a flight, I want to die. Fear of holes.
Isn't it funny that when you get on a flight, you want to die, even though the thing you're afraid of happening is dying?
Yeah. Fear of holes. That's a very common one, apparently.
No.
Yeah, isn't that weird? I don't have that either. Like, if you look at that, apparently some people look at that and they get grossed out. Tim, do you get grossed out by that? Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe
it. I mean, you've looked at
it.
You looked at anus eye to eye, so you're definitely not afraid of holes. Fear of public speaking? No.
A little bit.
I get anxious, but yeah, I don't have fear of it.
You still do it.
Some people are petrified of it, you know, Alice.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Should I read out the list of injuries I've had in my life?
Oh, okay.
Or do you think that'll be bad?
No. Read them out.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. 10 years old, scaphoid fracture, radius fracture, 12, first period, 13, torn calf muscle.
First period does not count as an injury.
Okay. You bleed. You all of a sudden start bleeding. That's once not a an month injury. For the rest of your life, practically the rest of your life.
It's a beautiful part of being a woman. 14, I don't get my period in more full removed. Disclosure.
14, tonsils removed. Tonsils hemorrhaged.
Oh my God.
15, ovarian cyst removed. First back surgery, split shin open, hematoma. Oh. 16, outward bound, bit by jellyfish, ringworm, giardia, minor tear in hip cartilage, gastro bug. The threshold for these injuries was ending up in hospital or getting an x-ray.
So you got x-rayed outward bound.
Yeah, I don't know why just I read slipped that. In. That's just where all of that happened.
Yeah.
17, gastro bug. And then also it was so bad that it's a benchmark in my life for nothing will ever be worse than this, because there was a point in the middle of the gastro bug where I was sitting on the toilet shitting with mm-hmm. diarrhea whilst also vomiting, like the vomiting into a bowl that I was holding in my lap. And I thought, remember this moment, because very rare that you'll have something that feels as physically gross as this.
I had a gastro bug once and I had a similar thing happen to me. But I was young and cute.
18 to 19.
Spew.
That was good. 19 to 20, I got a hematoma on my elbow.
What are hematomas?
They're like when you get like a bad bruise, but like it fills with blood in that area.
Did you have to go to hospital like for huge, it?
Yeah, I had to get x-rays because I thought I'd fractured my arm. It's actually quite a good although, story.
Are you a
hypochondriac? Yeah, interesting. You'd think so, but I actually don't think I am.
You are.
No, I'm 100% not a hypochondriac, because I had this the elbow thing was like enormous. I was like, don't, you know what? I can't defend myself against that claim. Maybe I am.
I am. So
well, you can't fake broken arms. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't fake them.
No, you are not a hypochondriac.
You've hit a soft spot.
I'd hit a nerve. I'd argue that you were a very unfortunate hypochondriac. So you already have hypochondria, but you also have had a massive amount of injuries.
I definitely have hypochondria now, and that I'm worried about. But in saying that, things frequently do go wrong to me. At the beginning of the year, I got a sore tummy. Turned out I had an appendicitis.
Oh, God.
And when they removed the appendicitis, they were like, also, you had ovarian cysts that had burst and the fluid was collecting, causing lots of distress.
I'm scared that I've had things that happened to me and I just didn't notice and I haven't done anything about it.
Your response to my pain is about to worry
talking about
for
my
yourself.
Absence of pain. No, talking you about my absence of pain. It's talking about my absence of pain. Do you think, is a question. Yeah. Do you think people's pain thresholds are different? Very, very different?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I think I have an exceptionally high pain.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fucking, yeah.
Right. I honestly believe that I do now.
Yeah. Oh, no, true. Yeah.
I do think that's true.
And you got a tattoo, a little cheeky tattoo.
Yeah, I got a little cheeky tattoo.
That hurt?
Nah.
Oh. Okay. Well, that was an uplifting Huffington Post list of Alice Nedden's injuries.
I didn't even get to the end of it. You cut me off. But the elbow hematoma one is funny because I did this thing called a lock-in and it was jungle themed. And a lock-in is where you just like get locked in a room with people and you have to finish X amount of alcohol and then you're allowed to leave the room. And I was jungle themed. I was dressed as a bear, which in hindsight was a poor decision because I was dressed head to toe in brown body paint with like a little pair of furry shorts on. And I came out of the room and there was somebody lying across the doorframe and I tripped over them and straight into the opposite doorframe, which is where I hit my elbow, and then like finished the night off, woke up in the morning with the sore elbow and it was like all swollen, massive and bruised. And I was like, well, I better go to the doctor. And, like, didn't look in the mirror or anything and just walked straight to the doctor through the quad with what looks like to everybody else just straight up blackface.
Oh, God. Did they actually, did people think that?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Because I just was...
That literally, and I'm so excited to say this, that is adding insult to injury.
It wasn't until I arrived at the doctor was like, I think you might want to clean yourself up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then because of, yeah, it's the whole thing.
I've never done a lock-in because I don't support binge drinking culture.
Neither.
My main injuries have been twisting ankles and stuff when I'm...
It's not a real injury.
No, like I proper like sprained it, I mean.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe in sprains.
Fuck
Walk
you.
It off. Walk it
You're
off.
A bitch. I got a sprain just, well, when it rains
Walk it
hurts.
Off.
It's totally completely fine now.
Yeah, I bet it is.
I've got flat feet.
Do you?
That hurts a lot.
I have scoliosis, but apparently 10%
of sciatica.
Yeah, 10% of the population have that.
What is scoliosis?
Where your spine bends one direction.
One Direction, my favorite band.
Hey, shout out to Harry Styles, who's
Thank
recently
so
gone solo.
Much for
thanks for
the
getting in contact.
Well.
Yeah, yeah,
that was
we
really nice.
Appreciate it. My shirt, it was too big.
Look, you can't get upset about him for that though, because he was trying to be safe. Mine was too big as well.
I just think it's rude. If you're going to send clothes, get the size
I
right.
I think it's worse,
you're
though,
insinuating I'm too fat.
If Harry had sent to, like, X small, we would have been disappointed because we wouldn't
we'd
have been
be
able to wear them.
Cartoonishly off base.
Would be. Cartoonishly. Okay, so I want to quickly, before we wrap things up, I want to talk. I think we should rattle through some quick fire greatest fears.
Okay.
I don't have any prepared, but
okay.
I think we should.
I'll go through some. Shall I?
Should we go tit for tat?
Okay. Afraid of drowning.
Oh, that's really good. I'm afraid, well, this is a bit more detailed. I'm afraid of getting my... No, this isn't a detailed one. Should I do an emotional one or a physical one?
Just do whatever.
Okay, I'm very afraid of getting teeth knocked out or a spear poking my eye.
I'm afraid of not having kids and regretting it.
Oh, I'm afraid of that too. I will co-sign that. I'm afraid of the idea that an exponentially larger group of people in the world really truly hate me and think I'm an awful person that I already know. I know of some. I know of some, and they made it clear.
I'm afraid of like that I'm more of an asshole than I realize. Like, I think I'm an okay person, but, like, that is not the reality.
Mm. I'm afraid of, I often try and get toast out of a toaster with a knife. And I genuinely think that might be how I go.
You just stopped doing that. Problem
I know.
Solved.
So now I've started doing wooden chopsticks. Problem solved.
Just tip the toaster upside down or
no
pull
way,
the plug
too
out
many
of
crumbs.
The wall.
Too many crumbs. Go on.
Buy a new toaster.
Go on.
I'm afraid... I'll have kids and regret it.
I'll co-sign that.
Yeah.
I'm very scared of my siblings getting a really bad long-term illness, touch wood.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid of
Not my
how,
parents, apparently.
Yeah, I'm afraid of how I'll manage my parents' old age.
Yes, I'm afraid of that as well. I'm afraid that, I'm afraid of what the last words I say to people would be. Like if they die.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I just had a fight with somebody recently, and I was like, what if they kill themselves? Even though they're, like, not suicidal, I was like, oh, but what if they kill themselves, but also I need to stand my ground?
You can't live your life by the idea that they're going to kill themselves the next day. I am also scared about what my last tweet or Facebook post would be if I hypothetically died. It would be something incredibly vapid.
I'm afraid that I would like to end my life having had, having had one significant relationship, like having had like the most significant relationship instead of just like a series of ones that
really?
Are like good. Do you know
That's
what I mean?
That's interesting, yeah.
Like I would like one to stand out.
How many relationships do you think you'll have in your life? I think I've got about four more in me.
Fuck. I really don't know. I don't know because I think I'm like... I don't think I've ever been in love.
Really?
Not significantly. And really? That's what I'm afraid of is that that will never happen. I find it so tricky.
Find it so tricky to be in love.
Yeah. I just find it tricky relating to people in general.
I think I fall in love too easily. I'm quite scared of the fact
that I...
know
a lot of people like that.
Yeah, that I don't know myself and know what actual love... Like, I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. You know what I mean?
I think that is a worldwide thing.
Yeah.
Because here's what I'm afraid. I'm afraid of that I'll get in a relationship, like the most significant relationship in life will be one I shouldn't be in.
Wow. I have a fear that my hair will be ripped out, chunks of hair, like someone will rip out chunks of my hair.
I'm afraid of doing an adventure sport and actually being the one person that dies.
Fucking hell. I'm afraid of the idea of having kids and my kids really hating me.
I'm afraid of having kids and them doing something really bad.
Yes, I'm afraid of my having kids and them becoming terrible.
Imagine if you're Hitler's mother, you know?
I mean, yeah, you'd just be pissed, eh? You'd be fucking just absolutely gutted. I'm afraid of the dark.
I'm afraid of dying unexpectedly.
Yep. I'm afraid of dying in a comical way.
Like if you were having sex or you like farted yourself to death.
Yeah, farted myself to death, yeah. Okay, I think those are crazy.
Oh my God, oh my God. If you fart yourself to death, I swear to God, I will have the grandest celebration at your funeral.
But isn't that funny though? Like, I'm so scared of dying. I'm petrified of the idea and I get really sad and really upset the idea of it happening to anyone. But if I died farting myself to death, there is no way in good conscience that I could not let my family and friends celebrate that fact.
I just, I appreciate
so funny.
And you know what? It's nice to know that I can do that with your blessing.
You can absolutely do it with my blessing.
If I fart myself to death.
I mean, I'm almost at the point that you can put it on my headstone. I'm going to get cremated anyway, but you can put it on my memorial.
Yeah, so what's the deal if you get cremated? Where do people go to see you? They can't.
I want to get dumped in the sea, so just go to the
beach.
That's
quite nice. Maybe I want to do that. At the moment in my will, I have a will. Shout out to
do
my lawyers.
You?
Yeah.
Fuck.
In my will, I'm being buried.
Am I in your will?
No. What happens to my money is it goes half to my parents if they're still alive.
Yeah.
And half to my siblings. If my parents are dead, it goes half to my siblings, half to my nieces and nephews.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Any room for Amnesty International in there, or are you just
I've
not?
Left none of it to charity.
Wow, okay, cool. Yeah. That's good. I don't have a will, so I can't speak. But
interestingly, though, can I just point this out?
Yeah.
When we were making wills, that was a burp.
That was a burp, yeah. That was a burp.
When we were making wills, I didn't provide for children, but the person I owned the house with did. And I was like, what does that indicate?
Well, no, but like, you'll change your will if you have children, right?
Yeah, you can. But it was interesting, though, that she was already there. She was like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know?
And some people are already there. Some people are already there, Alice.
Yeah, you're
They're
right.
They're already there. I have a fear of, what do I have a fear of? Oh, I've run out of fears.
I have a fear I'll never reach my goal weight.
Yeah, me too, actually. I have a fear of, living my life and not, I genuinely in the car the other day, I was like driving to work and I was like, da, 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 da. And then suddenly I was struck with the fear that, and the absolute assertion to myself that I'm never going to achieve as much as I hope to at this age, at 24, all my dreams and ambitions, they're not realistic and I won't achieve them.
Yeah. I have a fear that I've picked the wrong career.
Yeah, I have a fear that I've done the same.
You didn't really have another choice.
Well.
You've been doing it for so long. You're like born into it.
Yeah, but I could have done something else.
Yeah, you could. You could do anything you want to do.
And I could have. I can't do it now because I didn't continue doing maths. Something on my phone I wrote, and I think it taps into my greatest fear. And that was that, oh shit, what was it? Oh no, I got to find it. Sorry, hang on. Swing the mic away.
All right, I'll buy time. Although I'll make my apologies.
So I want to
let me make my apologies.
Okay.
Do you want to sing it in or?
I'm sorry. I'm can't be. Alice apologizes.
I'd like to apologize for my hubris on the last episode of the podcast where I said I could do anything I set my mind to it. That was a foolish statement. I regret it and I'm embarrassed by the obnoxious tone it set, the message it sent to people who struggle with confidence issues.
Okay.
I want to say thank you for sticking through to this episode and hearing the apology I won't be engaging in that sort of behaviour again.
There's literally no one.
I want to apologise to Cher. I'm sorry we used you as an example of plastic surgery. Dolly Parton too. I think you're great. I'm really inspired by the work you do and the people you are. I'd like to apologise to Upworthy because you don't deserve to be on the same list as that fucking bitch Ellen DeGeneres.
And that was Alice Sneddon apologises for the last time this season on Bonus of the Mind. And this actually plays into, you know, what we want to do in future seasons. But this obviously is the last episode of the season, and I want to thank listeners for your support. And the note that I wrote was probably one of the darkest things I've written. It was an idea for a stand-up joke. And all I wrote, and you can see this, Alice.
Mm-hmm. I can't read it without my glasses.
You can't 3D print a soul. So take that from that what you will.
That's the kind of intellectual powerhouses we are.
We know about technology. Oh, we know about mind and body. We know about souls, and we know about philosophy.
I think we should end on something positive for the end of the season. This is significant. If you're stuck with us this long, I just want to say, like, good on you for, like, making a good decision.
Yeah, and good on you for, like, I don't know, valuing women's voices.
Yeah, and I want to speak to you directly out there, Steve. You know who you are. Mm-hmm. In particular, your feedback has helped feed the podcast, grow it, and we've learned a lot from your listenership.
Well, how do you think listeners, the two listeners that listen to this, listen to it? Do you reckon they listen to it before bed?
In a group.
In a group, just huddled around at a Snedhead or Matterfan meeting.
What I think they do is Steve goes and picks up Jenny, that's our other listener, mm-hmm. and then they listen to it in the car and they go for a drive. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the episode, he drops her off and he drives off and he thinks, God, I thought that would be the time that I'd profess my love, but I didn't do it. I'll have to wait till next episode. And Jenny goes into the house being like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, completely oblivious to the fact that Steve, our other listener, is in love with her.
Shout out to my male listeners and the Steve. Just Steve.
And Jenny, it's like, man, fucking turn on your brain, mate. Steve is into it. Give it a go.
It's like every good rom-com. It's just like, do it.
Just do it.
Thank you so much for listening. And I'm really sorry about, like, all the stuff we've said. Like, you know, just bleep all that stuff out, Tim. I think you know which ones to bleep out.
Follow me on Twitter. Not because I tweet a lot, but because when I get a follower, I feel validated.
And yeah, thanks for doing the podcast with me, Alice. I appreciate your time and your mind, and I think you're a really smart person who has a lot of, you know, talent.
And thank you, Rose, for saying all that.
Oh my God. Goodbye. Goodbye you to you personally.
I'll tell you what I think of you off the air. And thanks again to our sponsor, Karma Cola, for sponsoring this and making it happen. Love you, Karma. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're thirsty for another, why not try The Worst Idea of All Time? This movie's still fine. It still surprises me, like, you know, walking around meeting new people and you explain what the podcast concept is here at the festival and people going like, do you really watch it each time? And yeah, even people who have followed through with listening to it, we fucking do, guys. We watch it every single
it's
time.
It's not an intelligent podcast, but it is a podcast loaded with integrity, so...
Not every episode is good.
But every episode is real.
It is authentic.
Classic Maximum Joseph. You forget that films are supposed to have a point.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.